Yesterday we discussed the prohibition against doing laundry during Cholamoid. A related question which is discussed by the Poskim is whether or not one is allowed to polish one's shoes on Cholamoid. This is obviously a sort of related activity. It's taking care of not exactly clothing, but things that a person wears. So is that going to be permitted or prohibited? So Rav Avadi Yosef has a tshuva on this in Sheilot Tshuvot Yechavetat, Chelek Dalet, Simon Lamed Dalet. And he says that it's permissible primarily because polishing shoes is not kibbutz. Kibbutz is where you wash something with water, where you rub the various parts of the material against each other to remove dirt. But that's not what's happening here. And therefore, it's not regarded as laundry. It's technically something different and therefore wasn't technically prohibited. And seeing as it's a maaseh hedyot, seeing as it's something which any common or garden Jew is able to do, and it's l'tzorech hamoed, it's for the purposes of Yom Tov, then it's going to be permissible. Obviously, on Erev Yom Tov at the end, you can't polish five pairs of shoes so that you, like you would every Friday, so that you've got all your shoes nicely shined for next week, but you can certainly polish the shoes that you're going to be wearing over Yom Tov. He says, why is it that Chazal didn't make a prohibition against polishing shoes on Cholamoid like they did against doing laundry? So he gives two answers. Number one is based on Yerushalmi in Masechet Shabbat, which says, generally speaking, a person only has one pair of shoes, and where you've only got one of the item, generally speaking, so therefore it can get dirty, and therefore they didn't make such a gezeirah. And second consideration is, he says that they are similar to mitvachot hayadayim, things like hand towels and handkerchiefs that we spoke about yesterday, which we said, seeing as the nature of them is they get dirty all the time, then those also are allowed to be washed during Cholamoid. So shoes which you wear all the time and they get dirty, so they definitely need a polish towards the end of Yom Tov, and therefore it's going to be permitted. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, also addresses this question, and he agrees that a regular polishing is permitted on Cholamoid. So if you're doing something really super super duper fancy that is going to give them a real shine so that you can see your face smiling in them as you walk down the road, then that would be prohibited because it's maaseh uman, that's a professional type of shoe shine, but a regular polish is permissible. Even though Rav Avadia does quote the Chazon Ish as having held that the minhag is not to polish shoes during Cholamoid, it doesn't say that the Chazon Ish held that it was prohibited, but that the minhag is not to. In the same shuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein addresses a couple of other Cholamoid issues. One is he's asked a question about whether or not a mistake, a missing letter, can be corrected in the Shiar Shirim scroll that's going to be laid from on the last days of Yom Tov, on Shabbat Cholamoid. It's got a letter missing or something like that. So ketiva, writing, is generally speaking prohibited unless it's permitted for certain purposes, and certainly a professional type of writing such as sofer's writing is generally going to be prohibited. So is this prohibited? His answer is yes, it is prohibited. You can't fix the Shiar Shirim. Why is that? Because it says, number one, like a Megillat Esther, also just one letter mistakenly written or missing doesn't actually make the whole scroll invalid. It's not like a Sefer Torah or Tefillin or Mezuzot, so it's still kosher. And B, even if it wasn't still kosher, laning Shiar Shirim on Pesach is a minhag rather than a din, and therefore that wouldn't be sufficient to allow the mistake to be corrected. He also discusses the question about buying things that one doesn't need on Cholamoid. Generally speaking, one's not allowed to go shopping on Cholamoid for things that one's going to be using after Yom Tov. Obviously, if you need it for Yom Tov or for Cholamoid, then you're allowed to go and buy it. He says, what if you're in a place where you can't usually, where you can get something you wouldn't be able to normally get elsewhere? Are you allowed to buy it at Cholamoid? So you've gone, you've travelled to visit some friends In a different city, and they're selling whatever it is that you want to buy, and otherwise you'd have to make a special trip there to get it. So he says that you're allowed to buy on Colomoid. He says also if you're in the supermarket, for example, you're doing shopping, so you can only buy what you need for Yom Tov Colomoid. You can't say, oh, you know, I'll buy six things of floor cleaner while I'm here, because you're not going to use all six of them over Colomoid. If, however, they're reduced, then you can buy them on Cholamoid, because it's Davar HaAved, you're making a saving. Or in actual fact, if by buying a multiple, you'll get a reduction. So, you know, it's two for one. You're only going to use one during Cholamoid, but by buying two, or buy one, get the second one half price, so then that's also permissible. Adkan.